Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, download it now.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
He's immature, at times intolerable, and certainly not the guy you want marrying your daughter. He's Bloom Daddy, and it's time for Hour 1 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
Hey, good Thursday morning, Bloom Daddy and Otis with you. Analysis of Google Trends data showing the most commonly misspelled words in each state. In Pennsylvania and West Virginia, it's the same word. Otis, you ready to spell?
Oh, can I write it down?
It's simple. Honestly, it's simple.
All right, and go ahead.
You really going to write this down?
I don't know what the word is.
Coronavirus.
Oh.
Spell it.
Coronavirus.
Very good. Worst
trophy.
Worst spelling. You need to answer the phone.
I'm going to.
I'll get you in Ohio in a second because some of these words are so easy, and I think that's why they're so hard to spell. But as I mentioned, in Pennsylvania and West Virginia, the most misspelled word, coronavirus. Just spell corona, as in like the beer, and then virus, and boom, you've got it. In Ohio, the most misspelled word, favorite. Again, it's that simple sometimes. All right, top headlines out there. President Biden ended his eight-day European trip yesterday. That meeting in Geneva with Russian President Vladimir Putin. No breakthroughs at the summit. Both leaders did agree to return their chief diplomats to the other's capital after both were recalled home amid a worsening relationship in recent months. Now, Biden said he made clear to Putin that if Russia crossed certain lines, including cyber attacks on major American infrastructure, the U.S. would respond and, quote, the consequences of that would be devastating. Both leaders held separate press conferences after the summit. I'm sure that has something to do with the fact that Biden won't even answer questions from American journalists, let alone put him in a press conference with Vladimir Putin, who would go up and down him like a window blind. So in other words, we were trying to save face. Now, Biden insists that our relationship must be stable and predictable. He also said, as I mentioned, made it clear, the U.S. will respond to specific kinds of actions that harm our interests. Here's more from Biden.
We should be able to cooperate where it's in our mutual interest. And where we have differences, I want President Putin to understand why I say what I say and why I do what I do. How we'll respond to specific kinds of actions that harm America's interest.
We're going to have more on what this meeting and what transpired coming up in just a couple of minutes live from London. In the meantime, you had U.S. reporters and producers aggressively pushed and shoved by Russian security officials right in front of Putin, right in front of Biden. And both of them appeared to be enjoying what they were seeing. As a matter of fact, Biden at one point leaned over to the interpreter, said something, and then kind of smiled. Inside the room, you had the two seated with a small wooden table in between them. You had U.S.-Russian flags erected at each side of a globe that was in there. And as they were sitting there, the media was trying to kind of, you know, get in place, jockeying for position. Somebody in the room described it as chaotic. Russian security yelling at journalists to get out of the room. Then they began pushing them. That was met with screams from U.S. journalists, White House officials, telling Russian security to stop touching them. And as I mentioned, both presidents just seemed to sit there, watch this media scuffle in front of them, and enjoy every second of it. Russian security officials were also seen tugging at U.S. journalists' clothing, trying to get them out of the room. I'm not so sure that I would want to, if I was a member of the American media, square off with a Russian security official. I'm thinking that probably will not end up good for me. And speaking of the media, CNN correspondent Jeff Zeleny, he's kind of speaking out right now about how protective President Biden's staff is when it comes to him taking questions from reporters. Because if you've been watching any of this stuff, and I'm not talking about just yesterday, he takes questions from the same reporters. They're prepared questions. He's not pressed at all. As a matter of fact, Last month, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted that her team advises President Biden not to take questions from reporters. She's like, just don't even take them. We don't want him to take them. The reason being, once again, he's protected because he's dead and nobody has told him. They don't want him making a buffoon of himself. So they just try to avoid it at all costs. And now you got a CNN correspondent saying, look, this is ridiculous. I mean, we can't have an exchange with this guy. We can't ask him questions. We can't do this without his aide screaming at him to stop. This CNN journalist said, I've never seen a president covering the last four of them who is so protected by his aides in terms of not wanting him to answer some questions. All you got to do is listen to the Joey B spot that we play every Friday, and you know why they don't want him answering any questions. All right, let's go live to London right now. Fox News Radio, Simon Owen. Simon, what's the fallout? What are people talking about after this meeting between Biden and Putin?
Hey, morning. Yes, and it's all done, and the Kremlin is describing this summit yesterday as positive, which is roughly in line with what the two presidents, the words that those two presidents used to describe it before they set off home from Switzerland. Russia says that it is going to send its ambassador back to Washington soon. That is one of the things that the leaders agreed, that they would restore their ambassadors to the relevant embassies, because for several months now, there hasn't been a Russian ambassador in Washington after President Biden described President Putin as a killer with no soul. The Russians pulled their ambassador, and then the Americans made a similar move a short time later. That's one of the things that's going to change. They are going to send the ambassadors back and get them back in post. But whether anything changes on the trickier subjects that were broached yesterday remains to be seen, because President Biden spoke about how he pressed Vladimir Putin on cyber attacks, how he pressed him on election interference and on human rights, the kind of crackdown on dissent that Russia has seen. But when President Putin gave his own news conference, he refused to take any responsibility for any of those subjects. And indeed, he just spun everything back in return to the United States. And so when he was asked about cracking down on opposition leaders in Russia, he said that he instead turned it around and pointed to events at the United States, like the response to the storming of the U.S. Capitol, that he didn't want to see riots in Russia. So it was the classic kind of what you call see from Putin. It's often described as whataboutism. He doesn't really answer the question. He just says, what about you?
Simon, what about the separate press conferences? We kind of talked about this yesterday. Did they do that as a show of, hey, we're not getting along that great, so we don't want to have a kumbaya moment with both of us standing there? Or did they do it because each one could say whatever they wanted to say without any accountability from the other one, or both?
Well, I mean, President Biden used that phrase, and he said this was not a kumbaya moment. This was a case where face-to-face diplomacy matters, he argues, and it was important to have a meeting. Both leaders said they felt that a face-to-face, in-person, top-level meeting was necessary to try and start repairing the very frosty relations between the U.S. and Russia. But I think there's a sense that, particularly from the American side, they didn't necessarily want the two leaders to be seen side by side on a platform taking questions from reporters at a time when President Biden had just spent 6 days trying to really press European allies to take a firmer line on Russia. I think there was a sense that it maybe would have been perceived as elevating Putin at a time when they want to keep them a little more at arm's reach. They looked friendly when they met. They shook hands, they smiled. I thought they looked fairly relaxed from the bits that I saw of this meeting. But this was not a case of suddenly saying, we're friends. That's a fair way off.
All right, Simon, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Fox News Radio, Simon Owen, live from London. Now, what did the big guy have to say? And I'm not talking about Joey B. I'm talking about former President Trump. He's actually questioning Biden's performance at this summit with Putin, saying that Biden's meeting with him marked a good day, not for us, but for Russia.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. I got along really well with him. Nobody was tougher in Russia. He would say that, but nobody was tougher in Russia. You never heard of Nord Stream. You never heard of all of the things that we did in terms of sanctions, so many sanctions.
You know, Otis, I go back to body language. We were talking about this yesterday when we were watching the video of these two in the same room. Putin had that body language sitting in that chair like, whatever, dude, I'm here because I have to be. and this guy over here doesn't bother me in the least bit, and I can't wait to get back to Russia, jump on my horse, and go shoot things. Mm. Biden had that look like he was in the front pew at church, and he wanted everybody to see him, everybody to see how stoic he was and gung-ho, and it just the body language between the two was night and day.
It was like he was happy to be out of the White House. Or his basement, or wherever the hell he is.
It is. We'll have much more in this meeting coming up a little bit later in the show. How about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying that the state is answering a plea for help from Texas and Arizona? He's sending law enforcement resources to address what he calls both a crisis and an emergency to secure the southern border.
Today, we're here to announce that the state of Florida is answering the call. Florida is going to support Texas and Arizona, where the federal government has failed. The states are stepping up and doing our best to fill the void.
When he had this press conference, he was surrounded by sheriffs from around the state. He said a number of local state agencies, from the Florida Highway Patrol to the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to local sheriff's offices, have already answered the call to send reinforcements to fellow departments out west to help stem the flow of illegal migrants crossing the border. He's basically saying, since the feds won't do it, we are going to do it. 17 after the hour, 800-624-1170. When I come back, Boston Dave's got something on his mind. How about nearly one in four teachers say they may quit by the end of the school year? I'll tell you why. In Victoria's Secret, it's not a secret anymore. They're going woke.
Oh, boy.
They're replacing their world-famous angels with people like lesbian soccer star Megan Rapinoe. Can you say goodbye, Victoria's Secret? That's next. Secretly, she wanted him as well. But all of the friends stuck up their nose. And they had a problem with his baggy clothes. He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. News Radio 1170, WWBA. Rush.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo worried about the Big Apple. Starting to dawn on the guy that economic pain is coming to Manhattan. I warned these people about this months ago. I warned them about it, folks. Cuomo told reporters that the longer people work from home, the less likely they'll want to work in the city when the shutdown's over. And he's worried that rich taxpayers who left may never return. I told him this was going to happen. Cuomo said that politicians in the old days said people would depart Manhattan if taxes went up or if the quality of life deteriorated. Well, now they're gone, but it's all because of COVID, Cuomo said, not his stupid policies, which is true. He didn't mention the skyrocketing crime rate, though. The rioting, the looting, general mayhem Democrats have unleashed, i.e. his policies. He's right to be afraid, though. In June, tax collections, New York City dropped 46%. State controller says New York hasn't seen this kind of economic decline since the Great Depression. Well, guess what, Governor? You have more to worry about than people working for home or the wealthy leaving. Corporations have figured out that they don't have to be in congested urban areas to do business anymore. They, too, may never come back to the liberal hellhole that you and your fellow Democrats created in New York. So good luck with all of it, Governor. Let us know how you make out. And by the way, folks, I have an idea. Cancel all sports. Cancel the games, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, but let the players kneel. Just have the players kneel, and let's see what kind of audience that gets.
Buck Sexton here. Our new administration is printing and spending money as if there are no consequences. They're ignoring history, friends, and gambling with our future. What can you and I do to protect our savings and retirement from this unfounded spending? Well, I'll tell you what I did. I bought real gold and silver. I'm talking about gold and silver that you can actually hold in your hands or put in your IRA or 401k. I bought my gold from the Oxford Gold Group, and you can too. Just call them at 833-404-GOLD. They'll answer all your questions and send out their free investment guide to you. Protecting your retirement accounts with real gold or holding gold in your hand is easier than you'd think. The Oxford Gold Group will do all the work. Call the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-GOLD today. Protect what you've earned with real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. Call them today at 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for the McCoy Group in Wheeling. If you're looking for someone to get your business the best employee benefit and retirement packages available, I have a name for you. Mike Caruso. Let Mike Caruso and his team at McCoy Group make sure your employee's benefit package doesn't control you. Call the McCoy Group right now, 304 833-1185. Let the experts take control here. And with the McCoy Group, they are the experts when it comes to employee benefit and retirement packages. Call them, 304-233-1185. Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Now available at all six Straub Automotive dealerships. Straub as is, select pre-owned. There are budget-friendly customer trade-ins sold as is to save you more.
Each vehicle goes through a 150-point inspection.
It's road-tested, safety-inspected, and comes with a fresh West Virginia state inspection.
Financing is available for all situations.
Straub as is, select. They may not be perfect, but they could be perfect for you. Drive smart. Drive Straub.
All with proof credits and details.
Where all can you use your Unified Freedom Debit MasterCard?
Anywhere from online shopping to boutique hopping.
From the grocery store to the gas station.
Plus, you can access your money at any ATM nationwide and pay no ATM fee.
Always by your side. We are Unified.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for United Dairy. When you think United Dairy, you probably think milk and ice cream. What you may not realize is United Dairy produces so much more for you. How about orange juice, iced tea, fruit drinks, sour cream, cottage cheese, and French onion dip? So when you head to the grocery store, look for that United Dairy logo on the product you need, because it ensures quality, freshness, and great taste. And with the hot summer temperatures here, it's ice cream time, baby, and there's no better ice cream than United Dairy. So go out and buy it all up right now.
For your physical therapy needs, trust trained therapist Shane Florence and Josh Bernarski at Ohio Valley Sports and Physical Therapy, the area's premier physical therapy clinic in Bridgeport, Ohio. Call Ohio Valley at 740-609-7225.
Bloom Daddy.
.622 Bloom Daddy Radio Network. I didn't even know Sunday was Father's Day. I forgot all about it until my middle son looked at me the other day and said, "Hey, what do you want for Father's Day?" Which makes it special, because I know I've got to give him money to go buy me something for Father's Day. So that makes it even extra special. But if you don't count everything else, there's one thing all dads love to receive on Father's Day: a greeting card. So take this opportunity to regale the person who makes that purchase possible.
This station presents Real American Douchebags.
Real American Douchebags.
Today we salute you, Mr. Father's Day Greeting Card Designer.
Mr. Father's Day Greeting Card Designer.
You know exactly what dads want, and it's not a greeting card. So you don't bother with lace doilies, silk ribbons, and the sappy poetry like on those Mother's Day monstrosities.
He doesn't even read the words anyway.
He just moves his eyes back and forth and smiles.
Just like the card, your dad is blank inside, yeah.
So as you decide between one card with a hammer on the front or the 12 cards that say, "At least we didn't get you another necktie," take a Hallmark moment to salute Mr. Father's Day Greeting Card Designer, a real American douchebag.
Mr. Father's Day.
And yes, Dad, $6.50 is the going rate for a piece of folded cardboard.
Unbelievable and ridiculous. We don't want cards. Okay, let's just throw that out there. We don't want ties. We don't want socks. We don't want underwear. If
I could use some new underwear.
Just buy us beer. I mean, it might be the simplest thing to do. Just get us a 12-pack.
My dad, you gotta buy some decent bourbon. That's what you get to buy my dad. Of course, he'll be 81 on Saturday. So.
Oh, man. Victoria's Secret. When's the last time you've been in a Victoria's Secret?
I don't know if I've ever been in a Victoria's Secret.
You know what? When I'm walking through the mall, if I see a Victoria's Secret, I walk in and I just rub my face on some of the apparel to feel how soft it is.
That's
and
where
I leave.
You buy your underwear, isn't it?
It fits so well. It's so soft. It's so soft. They're doing away with their world-famous angel supermodels. And instead, they're going to bring you soccer star Megan Rapinoe, who who looks like a 35-year-old man, by the way. Freestyle skier Eileen Gu, transgender model Valentina Sampaio. What they're trying to do, they're trying to redefine sexy. They want to become a global advocate for female empowerment. Let me see. If I've got a choice between getting turned on by female empowerment or skin, give me skin every time. Okay? Strong women don't turn me on. Big cannolis covered in lace works for me. It will always work for me. What are we doing here?
Sounded like this should have been a tirade.
It should have been. Is Victoria's Secret trying to go out of business? Because they're going to do a good job of it. This is going to do it. Good luck with what you're trying to accomplish there. Boston Dave, what's shaking on a Thursday morning?
Hey, what's up, Bloom Daddy and Otis guys? Hey, listen, the thing that's ticking me off, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but I'm sure a pretty good amount of the workforce.
Fire away, Dave.
Here's what I'm saying. These bonuses that these companies that are offering for people to get off their lazy buttocks and go back to work and their asses, they need to wake up and say, look, they need to take the initiative, go back to work with no freaking bonus. I've been working through this whole pandemic. You've been working through it. I know a lot of people in my field and in the trades who have been working through this. We don't get no damn bonus, you know?
Yeah.
We're lucky we got our stimulus, for Christ's sake. But I'm telling you, they need to get off their ass, go back to work, go back to screwing up the orders at these fast food joints with their little $8, $9 an hour.
That never stopped.
Put it out of their head, Bloom Daddy, and say they got to do that job. They're bitching, well, we're not making enough money. We'll get two jobs then. You know, get off your butt and go to work. This is America. This ain't the land of freaking handouts.
Hey,
maybe under Biden is, but...
Boston Dave, just do me a favor. The next time you say that I work for a living, don't, okay? Because when you said, you know, you've worked through this thing, this isn't work, okay? I talk for a living. What you do is work. What so many other people do is work. What I do is not work, all right?
Well, I mean, you're good at what you do. You keep everybody informed.
Yeah, I run my mouth. I run my mouth. Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. All right, bye-bye. All right. You know, he was talking about screwing up orders. For the first time ever, I went through Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Uh-oh.
They messed up.
Uh-oh.
First time ever. Never happens. At least not to me. And it was a straw. They didn't give me a straw to go with my fountain Coke. You got to drink a fountain Coke with a straw. You can't do it out of a cup. It's not the same sort of enjoyment. So I had to park, walk back up to the window, say, ma'am, you forgot my straw. I was in shock.
Just go inside and get one.
I was in shock because she's right there. She's right there at the handout window. Why would I go walk inside when I can walk right up there and do what I need to do? So that's what I did. Did you give me a time cue? Because I wasn't paying attention to you. Okay. Okay, so a couple of things. When's the last time you walked into a car dealership?
Last summer.
Okay, walk in one today. You know what you're not going to see? Cars.
Oh.
They're empty.
Yeah.
They're empty. I walked into a car dealership yesterday, two vehicles in the entire showroom. And I asked one of the workers there, I said, what is going on? Are you selling cars that good? And they're like, China. Can't get technology, can't get chips, can't get cars in. The average age of vehicles have hit an all-time high. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're getting older. Used car prices are soaring. As a matter of fact, if you want to trade in right now, but I don't know if you can get a new one because
what do those ads say? Now's the time.
Yeah, really, now is the time. I mean, you're not going to get a better deal. We're going to be talking to Brian Day. He's an expert on new and used cars during the 8 o'clock hour. He's out of Dallas, Texas. He's going to tell you, you know, about the supply and demand, how it's so out of whack, and what are the best money moves to make for you as of right now. And your Thursday tirade's coming up at 7:35. Your three topics today. Topic number one, bears. Topic number two, chiropractors. And topic number three, PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Thursday tirade hits at 7:35. What's the buzz? Hits next.